Guys, enjoying yourselves?
Great.
Very excited.
You?
See, look at Ricky Gervais all cleaned up.
Hello. He looks like he's going to some push, too. But
this
is, looking
this
very
is
smart.
The smartest I've ever looked.
Don I think. Johnson scruff happening.
Designer.
It's all very quiet, isn't it? People are trying to hear what we're saying. Let's say something memorable, shall we?
No, we want them cheering in the background, so it looks like we're big. Well, he is a big star.
Yeah.
No, we've muted the sound. They're actually going mad. We've looped all this. This is overdubbed.
That's right.
They're going crazy. Right. If you look like
I've given them all Valium. I handed out Valium about 20 minutes ago, and that's why they've all sort of calmed down.
Ben Stiller deals drugs.
That's right. Hello.
That's what he's saying. Can't say that live on television, Ricky.
No.
It's libelous.
Valium
he said
is,
it.
Valium's legal.
Anyway,
yes.
Congratulations on the movie. It's a great film. It's got spent a lot of money on it, haven't you? The special effects are something else.
I didn't have to spend any money on
you.
It, thankfully.
I put in a little bit. I put in a couple of
Is that how you got the part?
Yeah. The deal.
Just for the catering.
He actually gave me a little money. I gave a little something to Steve Coogan. I don't know. It was like a weird sort of three-way deal.
How was it getting the cast back together again? Because it's a pretty stellar cast with Robin Williams, Owen Wilson, and all the guys.
It was fun. It was great.
Crystal the monkey.
Crystal the monkey, the wonderful monkey. I'm not even going to get into Crystal and her,
There was some great monkey slapping going on
in
that movie.
Oh, wonderful monkey slapping.
Not a euphemism.
Yeah. But no, it's exciting to just get off the monkey slapping. The new cast. Speaking of, because we have Christopher Guest is in the film and Amy Adams, Hank Azaria.
What a brilliant Carmoon Ra that he turns in for you.
Yes, he's a very good bad guy.
The dialogue that sort of links together the big set of pieces. Improvisation, or was it tightly scripted, or
there was a lot of improvisation happening, wasn't there?
Well, mine was tightly scripted.
Yeah,
in my head.
There was tightly scripted.
Both times I've done this film, all my scenes with Ben for a couple of days, and we just make it as we go along. And the idea for me is to put him off. If I can make him laugh,
and
I went crazy this time. And at one point, he actually said, "That's ridiculous." Which is the nice thing anyone's ever said.
I had nothing else to say because I couldn't even explain it.
Okay.
So, no, it's very exciting for me to get to work with Ricky.
And it's a brilliant film. I think it's an improvement on Night at the Museum 1, which means, obviously...
What was up with Night at the Museum 1?
I have no personal problem with Night at the Museum 1.
Where's he having a go at you?
I don't know. It's
You've come
weird.
Here on
it's
your private jet at his own expense.
Two private jets.
And I'm denigrating your former
work.
Think of it like this. Yeah. Night at the Museum 2 is like the difference between Toy Story 1 and Toy Story 2.
Or
two great movies,
but
the second one's better. Which sets up a third. I've got a theory. Dr. McPhee steals the tablet, flies over the Atlantic.
Boom!
In Emilia Earhart's plane, set it at the Natural History Museum in London.
Boom. Is he on any percentage at all?
No, not at all. But you don't know how close you are to what the pitch is. And
Ben Stiller, Ricky Gervais. We've got to leave it there. Thank you very much.
Remember, that wasn't your idea.
Cheers, guys. Have a good evening.
All right.
Take care.
Thanks.